6B.
Implicit trust irrespective of changes in emotional atmosphere. The author's personal experience. When you are deeply shadowed, it is because Satan has interposed himself between you and the bright rays of the Sun of Righteousness. In times of trouble, the brightness is eclipsed, and we do not understand why the assurance seems to be withdrawn. We are led to look at self and the shadow of the cross, and this prevents us from seeing the consolation there is for us. We complain of the way and withdraw the hand from the hand of Christ. But sometimes God's favor breaks suddenly upon the soul, and the gloom is dispelled. Let us live in the sunlight of the cross of Calvary. Let us no longer dwell in the shadow, complaining of our sorrows, for this only deepens our trouble. Let us never forget, even when we walk in the valley, that Christ is as much with us when we walk trustingly there as when we are on the mountaintop. The voice said to us, "Will you not roll your burden upon the burden-bearer, the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you not live on the sunny side of the cross, saying, 'I know him whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.'" 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. I have indeed been halting under the shadow of the cross. It is not a common thing for me to be overpowered and to suffer so much depression of spirits as I have suffered for the last few months. I would not be found to trifle with my own soul and thus trifle with my Savior. I would not teach that Jesus is risen from the tomb and that he is ascended on high and lives to make intercession for us before the Father unless I carry out my teachings by practice and believe in him for his salvation, casting my helpless soul upon Jesus for his grace, for righteousness, for peace, and love. I must trust in him irrespective of the changes of my emotional atmosphere. I must show forth the praises of him who has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. My heart must be steadfast in Christ, my Savior, beholding his love and gracious goodness. I must not trust him now and then, but always, that I may manifest the results of abiding in him who has bought me with his precious blood. We must learn to believe the promises, to have an abiding faith so that we may take them as the sure word of God. Many who love God and who seek to honor God fear that they have no right to claim his rich promises. They will dwell upon their painful struggles and the darkness which encompasses their path, and in so doing, they lose sight of the light of the love that Jesus Christ has shed upon them. They lose sight of the great redemption that has been purchased for them at infinite cost. Many are standing afar off as if they were afraid to touch even the hem of Christ's garment, but his gracious invitation is even extended to them, and he is pleading, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30.